Welcome back to Dices and Dexes. Last time we played, Adrian, Desmond, and Jorah reunited after their gym challenges in Violet City. With only Jorah successful in his gym challenge, our trainers realized there was probably going to be a lot of training in their future if they wanted to re-challenge Faulkner's Flying-type gym. That training had to wait, though, as our three trainers and friends joined Eris for a promised tour of the Violet City Melon Company branch office, where inside they witnessed a high-tech flight suit commissioned from the Melon Company by gym leader Faulkner himself in action. After this impressive technological display, Adrian led the group to a dilapidated Sprout Tower where they found trouble with Brother Troy, who refused to give them an audience with the tower's elder. Elder Lee. Turned away by his spiritual brothers, Adrian and company returned to the Violet City Pokemon Center to do some Pokemon training, during which Jorah's Helioptile Baskerville developed a new technique, Sandstorm. Now, with a long day behind them and a new day dawning, our trainers have slept at the Pokemon Center, gotten a long rest, and they awaken to face whatever excitement lies ahead of them today. Technically, you could re-challenge the Violet City Gym. More importantly, you have gotten a long rest, so all your power points, any hit points, all of that is restored.
Yay.
That said, you are waking up in the good old-fashioned hostel service of the Violet City Pokemon Center. What would you like to do?
I'm going to get up and stretch as I turn to Desmond and Jorah. I'll meet you out there for breakfast. I need to change some Pokemon really quick. I want to train up Monica again, as I'm going to go out to the lobby and just switch out Tusk and Monica.
Jorah will just wake up, give a big yawn.
Yes, of course.
At this point, Desmond stirs and... Huh?
Good morning, Desmond. How did you sleep?
I slept great. Exhausting day yesterday.
I'd bet. Speaking of, Jorah is going to walk downstairs, and I would like to check and see how Cola's doing, because yesterday was pretty intense.
Cola is doing well. I don't believe there is anything to have worried about with Cola.
Yeah, I just want to make sure he's doing okay post-evolution, make sure nothing's going wrong. So, Jorah will walk up to Nurse Bot. Hello, I would like to have a checkup for my Luxio here. He's just evolved, and I want to make sure everything's all right with him.
Yes, Nurse Bot can perform this health assessment. If you would, please lead Luxio to the back room, room C13.
It's fairly early in the morning, so there's not a lot of trainers going about. And over maybe the next 10-15 minutes, NurseBot will perform some literal scans and regular health assessments of Cola, and everything will get green lights of approval, and NurseBot will turn to you and say,
"This Luxio is in fine health. Please leave and exit the room and return to the lobby."
Thank you, NurseBot. I will bring Cola back into the Pokeball, and I will return to the lobby.
When I receive Monica, is there a letter from the monastery at all in, like, reply to my letter that I sent a few days ago back at the ranger station?
With Monica, there is not.
Cool. I walk up to Jorah. Hey, we should bring Desmond down here to get some breakfast. I know it's early, but I feel like we should plan. I think we have a long day ahead of us.
We've been having a few long days recently.
Yes.
I'm here. Good morning, everyone. As he's still stretching, coming into the main room.
Oh, all right. Honestly, I thought you might have fallen back asleep.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Alright, how about we go get some breakfast, everyone?
Desmond, it is a new morning. Go ahead and roll a D100.
Okay.
Egglore?
Egg 60.
You take the egg out from your bag, out from the incubator. It's a little warmer than it was yesterday, but it's not quite hot to the touch, ready to hatch.
Well, it's warm, seems healthy. It doesn't quite seem ready to hatch yet, but doing good.
What do you think could be inside of that egg?
Oh, we got it assessed. It's a Bulbasaur.
Sorry, yeah. I must have forgotten about that.
you're good. I appreciate you getting me this incubator for it. It'll work well with Mistral's ability. She has Flower Veil. It'll help protect this baby Bulbasaur.
Oh, that's good. I do wonder, though, where is the parent?
We may find out someday, who knows?
Unfortunately, Bulbasaur is not exactly a place of my expertise, so I'm not sure if this is normal for them.
I can't say either.
Yeah, me neither. I've only ever seen one Bulbasaur in Kalos, and it was not wild.
Well, let's try to remember. If we find someone, maybe a grass-type trainer, or someone with a special interest in Kanto Pokemon, we'll make sure to ask them.
Good idea.
So, yesterday I know we did a lot of wandering around, but we did last-minute training. How about we do something that might get some of our Pokemon battle experience? As I specifically turn to Desmond when I say that.
Yes, I don't think I'm quite ready to challenge the gym again, and I'd like to improve a bit more.
I have an idea. I don't know exactly how I feel about it, but SAR Lumber is hiring guard detail. If we help them, that could get us a lot of training.
We need money.
Yes, we do.
But that would mean protecting SAR Lumber property. He has a look on his face.
Well, one of the reasons I left the Dragon's Den in the first place was to understand this more modern Johto. What better way to learn about that than to see it firsthand? See how much they truly are taking, what do they need it for? For me, it could be a learning experience.
It's just one job. It might be good to get some insider info before we go about anything we want to.
I guess if we're close enough to the operation, we might be able to stop them from doing too much harm. Well, I'll go along with it, but I can't help but think about that poor man out there. That poor man whose name I totally remember doesn't look at notes. I remember. I totally remember.
What's the name, Jora? If you remember.
Oh, man. You have no idea. It's Pierre.
It was a very French name.
I actually remember. I didn't. I just found my notes. I did write it down, though. Anyways. I don't want Pierre to have to pack up and leave because of the deforestation.
Also, let's think about it this way. Maybe we could use some of our funds that we get from this to help with repairs to Sprout Tower.
Well, would definitely help things along.
I think this is a good idea in the long run.
We get closer to SAR Lumber, learn more of what they're doing, make a little bit of money, and potentially get some battle experience.
Yes, and if you're in the interest of collecting more bug-type Pokemon, maybe there's a Caterpie out there for you.
Well, I think, as Jora kind of pokes one of his Pokeballs on his belt, I think Juice here and Busby and the PC are all the bug-types I'd like for right now. Speaking of, well, I'm eventually going to have to get him to like me, which is going to become an issue.
Well, should we head out to SAR Lumber? If we head out early, we might, I don't know, catch the first trip or whatever it would be.
Sure. I'm going to let out Baskerville and he'll walk with us.
Yeah, cool. As you guys leave the Pokemon Center and head out towards the SAR Lumber HQ, you have to go past the gym, past Bell Lake, all the way to the west shore, close to the Route 36 gate that leads into the city. You will find SAR Lumber's HQ, wherein there is a large metal chain link fence surrounding this industrial zone where there's a gatekeeper who could raise, you know, there's a bar to keep like trucks and everything from just coming in and out. And there is an employee sitting there at the gate booth. Beyond that gate and the fence, you see a sprawl of warehouses, a lot filled with machines of intentions you are not sure of, and to kind of the right, closest to the gate, what looks to be a pair of office buildings of some sort. At most two or three stories tall, while the warehouses are in the back and the machinery kind of fills the most, probably about half of the entire area of this HQ. Again, there's a gate.
Might the operation have got here?
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like this, not even in Goldenrod.
Oh, there's plenty of stuff like this in Goldenrod.
I specifically did not run into anything like this in Goldenrod.
True and valid.
Actually, you know what? Jor's gonna look over and just... Really?
No, I just went towards the Pokemon Center and then the POWC. I didn't go through any industrial districts. I just went down the main road.
That would have saved me 20 minutes.
What are you doing?
Navigating the industrial district.
Adrian, like, raises up a finger, like, trying to think of something, but it's like, no, that's understandable. You do work there.
Not necessarily.
I was just enjoying myself. I was still on vacation at that point. Anyway, here we are. Hello, sir. Hello, sir. We need work.
Maybe smoking a cigarette or something. You're like, what? You're here for work?
Oh, yes. Well, we'd like to help.
He brushes some
hair. We need work. Well, we are Pokemon trainers. Sorry, I keep talking.
He brushes some hair out of his eyes and he's like, do you guys have gym badges?
Jora will walk up and say, well, what my friend may have neglected to mention is we're here to potentially help with guard detail, and I will bring out my badge case and I will show him my badge.
All right, yeah, we can get you in on the guard detail. What about you two?
We're still working on our gym challenges.
We are registered with the Pokemon League, though.
All right, registered. One of you has a gym badge. It looks like he's gonna ruffle through some papers. You see him take out a holo board, and he just starts flicking like an iPad almost through digital sheets, and he's like, looks like some of our guys called off today or yesterday or something. They're probably not gonna show. This job scares people off pretty easily. But right now, only person I can let on is you, and he points to you, Jora. The other two, you'd have to get the foreman to sign off.
Well, could we potentially meet the foreman?
You want to meet Foreman Jennings? I guess if you want to go and rile that boofalon up this morning.
You know what? Yes, I would like to meet this foreman.
All right. And he's gonna turn in a swivel chair over to his little desk inside his little, you know, gate box. And he'll press a button and be like, rise and shine, Jennings! Your gatekeeper's got a couple wannabe security guards here, and two of them don't have badges. And from the receiving line, it is a quick succession of cursing out this gatekeeper. For the sake of time, I'm not gonna do it, but... You hear this deep, gruff voice over the other end shout just like, what are you doing waking me up this morning, you good for nothing? Blah, blah, blah. You get the idea, though with maybe a little more explicit language thrown in there. After the tirade is done, the gatekeeper just presses the button again and says, all right, I'm sending them in. They'll see you in 10 minutes. And he presses the button and the little gate just boop, raises up like it would.
Thank you, what's your name?
I ain't giving you my name. You can find the foreman in the first... Right? He is not, actually.
Okay.
You see his shirt is a little, like, untucked. It's kind of messy. He's smoking on the job when there's clearly a no smoking sign inside his gate box. This man does not care. That said...
Wow.
He will say, you can find the foreman over in the first building over there. Don't worry, you'll hear him.
All right, thank you.
Wonderful.
Good luck. And as you all walk in, he closes the gate behind you. I want everybody to make a perception check.
Perception.
Perceive.
21.
3.
12.
Jora, you do not notice this. Desmond and Adrian, you notice as you have stopped to have this conversation, a dust cloud is approaching from the first building, from the first office building.
A dust cloud?
A dust cloud, yes.
I point towards it. Guys, I think that might be where we need to go, as I will make my way over there.
I will say, Adrian, you rolled a 21. You would specifically see the shape of a very large, burly man stomping at the front of this dust cloud.
Okay, let me redo my line. Guys, I think that's where we're supposed to go, as Adrian is shaking.
Oh, it can't be that bad. Oh.
Did you let Baskerville out over there?
No.
Oh.
Well, honest pay for honest work, I guess. Let's try not to get on his bad side any more than we already are.
You begin to feel the ground shaking.
I said I was making my way over there.
It's making its way to you.
You know, we're in for it, so may as well make our way over.
You guys approach this dust cloud. How are you approaching it?
Confidently, but feigning that confidence.
Jorah is going to... He knows he's kind of out of his depth here. Not even kind of. He's out of his depth. But Jorah is going to walk over with the air of, I know you're upset, and I don't want to make you more upset.
Two very different vibes from the party so far. Desmond, what vibe are you bringing?
Desmond is bringing, not actually, but acting as if completely oblivious to the fact that this guy's upset.
Two deception checks, one from Adrian, one from Desmond, and I want a performance check from Jorah.
I would like to burn a use of jury-rigged knowledge.
Are you sure about that?
If I don't, I think he's gonna up and kill me.
Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Oh, sweet Arceus, I've made a mistake.
So what'd we get, guys? Starting with Adrian.
7.
I got a 16.
Natural 1.
All right. Desmond, you are the most composed as this man approaches. The other two, you try to act composed and your knees are shaking. And eventually that dust cloud comes to a sudden halt and the gravel and the dust and the cloud blows past you. Baskerville feels like he's in his element. Standing before you is a mammoth of a man. I'm talking, this man has biceps on his biceps. His torso is as bulky as a Snorlax is large. This man does not look like his muscles should function. And he is dressed regular industrial outfit, but you know, foreman's vest, hard hat on. He is a man built for an industrial area. He takes his job very seriously, and as the dust cloud blows past you, he says, "All right, you're the three scrap heaps that have come to try and become guards without even having badges."
Yes.
Oh, hello, sir. You seem very strong. You're shaking the ground. Good job. Yes, that's us. We're registered with the League. Jorah here, he's got the gym badge.
Jorah, his left hand plops onto your right shoulder, and he just stares at you. You've got a gym badge?
Yes. Yes, as Jorah will shakily hold up his case.
Where'd you get it from, that wimp Bugsy?
Faulkner.
Faulkner! Alright, well, what's your name?
My name is Jorah Fencer.
Well, Jorah, how about you sit down? And he's going to, like, press you down to the ground. Your knees look a little weak there, son.
Do I even have a chance to, like, resist this man? Or is it just, I'm on the ground now?
You're on the ground now.
Wonderful. I'm now eye level with Baskerville.
Yes. Baskerville, like, the dust cloud has gone away and he's, like, looking around kind of sad. So... Jorah, how in the world did a shrimp like you get a badge from Faulkner?
Well, through hard work, ingenuity, and my friend Baskerville here, and my other friend Cola, as I will release Cola from his Pokeball.
Cola comes out and immediately is staring down Jennings. Make an intimidation check for Cola.
You know what? Cola is in his I'm that guy phase. He does have intimidate as an ability.
Oh yeah, he does, and his best friend's being fucked with.
So, strength or charisma for this?
We'll call it charisma.
Call it charisma? All right. 11.
It is sort of threatening. To someone like Jennings, it's not threatening at all. And Cola stares down, holds his ground, but Jennings is... not even budging, and he just says, "That's a stupid little cat you got there."
Ooh, that was not a good idea from him. That cat is Cola, and he's the reason that I have this badge.
Oh, really?
So, if you don't mind me asking, how many badges do you have?
I don't need badges. I only need one Pokemon. And he'll take his hand off Jorah, lean back up. He's, like, 6'10", by the way. This man's giant.
This guy is the actual physical manifestation of a Machoke.
And he'll take out his Pokeball. He's not even going to, like, click the button. It's just going to... And appearing next to him is an equally large, human-esque Pokemon with a big nose, some purple-pinkish armoring, and two large pillars of concrete in its hands.
Oh!
Is that the boy Conkeldurr, baby?
This here's my partner, Jack. And I'll tell you little shrimps one thing. If you can prove yourselves as a modicum of a match to Jack, I might let you be on our security detail today. And he's saying that specifically in the direction of Desmond and Adrian. The geek down on the ground, he has a badge. I'm not gonna violate company policy. He can become our guard for the day. But you two, you don't have badges, right?
No, sir.
No.
Then you have to prove yourselves. Jack, show them what's for!
At the same time?
Yeah, you don't have a chance otherwise!
Okay, go, mister!
As I'm gonna take Monica's Pokeball. Monica, show him what for!
Jorah's going to, before the battle begins, real quick, Jorah's going to retract both of his Pokemon and get out of the way.
Yeah.
I know you can do it, Mistral.
I want you guys to roll some initiative for me.
All right.
Imagine tossing the flower in to fight this monster.
Do you want us to roll initiative for us or our Pokemon that we're using?
You, because it's a trainer battle, technically.
Cool.
I cannot wait to see Mistral get flattened.
How dare you?
All right, Pix, what'd you get?
I got a 7.
Desmond!
Yes, Desmond got a 14.
All right, time to see what Jennings gets. Oh, no.
Did he not 20?
He got an 18.
Oh, boy.
So, top of the round, Adrian, Desmond, who did you send out?
I sent out Mistral into the air.
I sent out Monica.
Conkeldurr! Rock slide! Both of you need to make a strength saving throw.
Is Protect before or after the saving throw?
It would have to be before.
Okay, I'm using Protect.
Okay.
Jennings is threatening, man. I got a 4 on my saving throw.
Mistral fails. Monica, you will immediately sent out of the Pokeball, throw up a Protect as boulders come crashing down from the sky. Mistral, that's 20 damage.
Mistral's fainted.
Mistral floats out, ready to battle, and then... a big rock knocks her out. That is Jennings' turn. Desmond, if you want to send somebody else out, you may.
Sir, that was not nice.
You think the bugs are going to be nice?
Go, Zephyr! And I send out... Zephyr comes off my shoulder at this point.
Zephyr gets a turn.
On the plus side, you do get stab, and I think you're super effective. On the downside, it's Conkeldurr.
Zephyr is going to hit him with a quick attack. 12 for the quick attack.
Zephyr connects with Conkeldurr's Jack's little cement column and just doesn't even make a scratch.
Okay, and now a peck. It probably would have been a much better idea to disengage, but here we are. 7 for peck.
Yeah, that's gonna miss once again. This time, Conkeldurr, as Zephyr's coming in to do a peck, Jack just kind of catches Zephyr as he's diving. Like, Zephyr connects with Conkeldurr's palm, and Conkeldurr just moves Zephyr onto the ground. Not, like, violently, just, like, basically pushes Zephyr, redirects him to land on the ground.
Oh.
Adrian, you're up!
Adrian turns to Monica, sees that, like, I imagine there's even, like, a little crack in the Protect. All right, Monica, use Rollout!
Roll to hit with disadvantage because you're learning.
That is a 17.
17 will hit somehow.
Then I think the damage is reduced to a D4 since.
Yes. Surprisingly fast, Monica spins on the ground, rams into Jack's hand as he is redirecting Zephyr to the ground. What damage did you deal?
I did max 4 damage.
Okay. It looks like, yeah, it hit. It did some damage. There's like maybe a little tiny scuff mark. But other than that, Jack is like, whatever.
Then I also intelligence check for the mark or no?
Yes, go ahead and make an intelligence check for progress. Let's see if you make progress.
That is a 10.
Yeah, that's some progress. Go ahead, add a tally.
I'm at 3.
Shit, all right. You've learned rollout.
That's why I used it.
Hey.
Okay, yeah, you've learned rollout. Monica, it's finally clicked. Something about that last roll just made everything fall into place. Now it is Jennings' turn. I see that little pine cone of yours has got a little bit of spunk. Jack, hammer arm. As Jack's gonna hammer arm Monica. 17.
I'm going to sturdy the hit. It reduces the damage to 1.
Yeah, a move that should have KO'd Monica. Monica just tucks in the pinecone exterior, you know, creating a protective barrier and just manages to buffer the blow just enough to keep herself from getting knocked out, essentially. That is Conkeldurr's turn. Zephyr.
Zephyr is going to fly straight up into a little corkscrew uppercut into Conkeldurr's face with a peck. 21.
21 hits. Roll super effective damage.
Yeah. 15 flying type damage.
15 flying type damage. You actually like get a scrape across Jack, and Jack's eyes, like boulders, grind up now on Zephyr. Anything else?
He's gonna fly up as high as he can.
Valid. However, since you are leaving Conkeldurr's range,
I understand the consequences.
Let's just hope Zephyr lives the consequences.
Conkeldurr is going to do a slam attack. Let's see if this hits.
Come on, Zephyr!
Natural 20.
Frick.
Natural 20 on the slam. 23 damage to Zephyr.
He is also fainted.
Conkeldurr is going to take its left concrete pillar and just with miraculous speed slam it into Zephyr. You actually see a crack form across where it connects with Zephyr, and a couple pebbles go sprawling. If swirls in their eyes could have swirls in their eyes, that's what just happened to Zephyr.
The gamer's fainted squared.
Yeah.
Understood. Understood. I'm gonna return him to his Pokeball.
As you should.
Zephyr, no!
Monica.
Monica's gotta go for another rollout.
Yeah, you do.
That's a 19.
That'll hit. Roll damage.
Okay, here's a question. The normal hit dice is for a d6, but I double the dice since it's the second hit around. So am I rolling 1d6 or 2d4?
You're rolling 2d4.
Oh, that's another 8 points of damage.
So like Monica got hit by this hammer, but you sturdy to survive it. Got launched back maybe 20, 30 feet, but then redirected that momentum just like she tried in the gym battle. And uses the added momentum to slam back into Conkeldurr. So far, that has been, let's see, I think that's your guess is what, third hit on Conkeldurr?
I believe so.
Okay. Jennings is like nodding as this is happening. He's like, all right, this little bug's got some spunk. All right. If there's nothing else from Monica, Jack is gonna go.
Yeah, that's all for Monica.
All right, Jack, focus punch. As Jack's gonna put both concrete beams down into the ground and then pull back a hand, and you get one round, Monica. One round. It's your turn.
Gotta go for that final rollout.
Gotta go fast. If this doesn't hit, I think Monica instantly dies.
That's a 7.
There's a moment when it appears Jack placed the concrete pillar just right to where, as Monica is approaching back, the concrete pillar blocks the way, causing Monica to lose momentum as she hard stops. And then the focus punch is launched. Let's see if this hits. With a natural 1, Jack is powering this focus punch, sees that Monica's not coming in, and then just lets the focus punch go. He's like, oh, you're not coming at me? I don't care then. Since he gave up the attack, he's going to charge another focus punch. Monica, you get another round.
You know what? Yeah, I'll go for a tackle. That's a nat one.
A natural one? No! Yeah, Monica tries to tackle into Conkelder, just hastily trying to knock out this focus punch before it can happen, and her tackle just connects, but it doesn't do anything. Jack has dealt with worse. And now, let's see if this focus punch hits. Before I tell you the result, I will ask you, do you want to try and use Protect? It would be your second instance, so you would have to make a check.
I forgot push to talk. I am trying. I did not make the check.
What'd you get?
I rolled a 7.
Okay. As Monica tries to throw up a Protect at the last minute, Conkelder breaks the focus punch out fast enough, cracking through, shattering the shield that Monica has made, and that is going to be... Wow! That's the worst D100 advantage roll I have ever seen.
What do you mean, D100?
It's focus punch. You have to go a whole round without taking damage.
It does a D100 of damage?
D100 with advantage.
Oh my gosh. How much am I taking?
I will say, because Monica is a bug type and bug types resist, you can roll a hit die for Monica to reduce the damage just to qualify as resistance. And then I'll tell you how much you take.
Do I add my constitution?
No, just the flat hit die.
Cool. 3.
I kid you not, you take 12 damage.
Monica is up.
I kid you not, I'm sending this in the chat because that's crazy. That's crazy, bro. No, this is for real. Monica hangs on to a focus punch with one hit point. I'm talking, when this focus punch breaks through this Protect, the shield goes shattering. Monica gets blasted 50 feet back. There is a smoke cloud, and you're all waiting with bated breath as somehow, when the dust settles, Monica is still up. And at this point...
Monica didn't hear no bell.
I think Jennings has seen enough. He'll be like, all right, you good for nothing wannabes. You've impressed me. You landed 3 good hits and you survived not one, but 2 focus punches. That's pretty impressive. You can be on the security detail, you two. Yeah, even you. You. Gosh, I feel like I could break you like a pencil. And he says that looking at you, Desmond.
Oh yeah, probably. You look like you could break me like a pencil.
Mm. Well, it's good that you know your limits.
Oh, thank you.
That wasn't a compliment.
I'm determined to take it as one. Thank you, though.
You two can be on the security detail, but your pay for each bug you take out will be halved.
Okay.
Security detail is a commission system. Each bug you take out will net you 1,000 Pokédollars for those with gym badges, 500 Pokédollars for those without.
Adrian is returning Monica after running during that entire spiel, coming back with Monica.
Monica is like barely holding on and just goes absolutely ecstatic to have survived.
I am so proud of you, Monica.
Guys, I kid you not, Monica should not have survived that. What the fuck?
No, dude, no, that was crazy.
The lore has determined that Monica survives.
Monica is a fucking beast!
I'm almost tempted to give Monica a level up for that alone, but I'm not going to because I don't have a level up sheet prepared. I'll tell you what, make a constitution check for Monica, Pix.
Gladly.
That was fucking impressive. Oh my gosh.
That's a 10.
10? Yeah, alright, fuck it. Monica levels up.
What?
Would you like to learn...
Just like that, Pix was never heard from again.
I'll tell you what, yeah, Monica levels up. Real quick level up thing here, I guess. Monica can learn either Bug Bite or Endure.
I gotta go Bug Bite. I need a stab move. Plus, I already have so much built in with Protect and Sturdy. I'm fine.
Okay, so here's what's gonna happen. Monica is level 2. Monica gets 6 more hit points. Monica will get Bug Bite. Bug Bite is going to be a strength-based power attack, melee range, and it's gonna be a D10. No, we'll do it a D8. We'll make it a D8.
That's a lot!
It's a D8, and if the target is holding a berry, you eat it and gain effect.
Wouldn't it be 8 hit points because it's constitution as well?
Yes. Add your con. Okay.
Gotcha. Should I also fully restore HP or no?
Not yet. You guys are going to go to the Pokemon Center.
Yeah, we need... I don't have Pokemon right now. I have an egg.
Can I offer you an egg in these trying times? Anyways, Monica leveled up. That was crazy. You were asking what kind of Pokemon you will encounter. Farman Jennings will say, figure it out. I'm not here to hold your hand. You're contract workers. You're going to go to the edge of the forest. You're going to look for Edge Team. Harriet supervises them. In fact, talk to that nunce at the gate. He'll tell you where to go. Now get lost!
Yes, as Adrian is going to return Monica.
I think he likes you.
I hope so.
Well, yeah. He said go back to the gate guy to ask him about Harriet and Edge Team, so I guess that's where I'm going.
Yes.
But I'm going to the Pokemon Center after that.
Well, that's going to be a bit of a walk.
The gate.
I don't have a choice.
Oh!
Enough. Yeah, Desmond is out of usable Pokemon. Jorah will accompany Desmond to the Pokemon Center just to make sure nothing else happens to him.
Are you guys going to the gate, though? Gate guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's where we're exiting. So yes.
You guys go back to the gate, and once again, he's just kind of smoking there in the box, and he's like, "So, how'd it go?"
I tanked a focus punch.
I saw. What's that Pokemon's name? She withstood quite a lot there. I've never seen somebody tank out one of Jack's focus punches before.
Her name's Monica. She's who I plan on winning the gym with.
You're gonna beat Faulkner with a pineco?
If Monica could survive a focus punch, Monica can survive anything.
Shit, alright, I guess. Where'd he say you're getting a sign?
Edge Team?
Something about an Edge Team out in the forest, have to talk to Harriet?
Yeah, alright. Any of you got one of those whoozy what's it gadget things from that, I don't know, Milan company or something?
Oh, I do. Here it is.
Alright, hand it over real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, you hand over your melon bow. He'll scroll through it, go to the map, and he's like, "Ah, good, you got a map on this thing. All right, all right, there you go. That's where you're going." And Desmond, you see, and it's a random spot in the woods on Route 36.
Cool.
Not too far, maybe like just a mile or two from where you guys faced off that Frillish. Maybe. So generally the same area, like on the edge of the woods, not super deep, not nearly close enough to like where you guys had Gastly or Pierre, or when you first came across the lumberman sounds. So closer to Violet City than anything.
Okay, cool. All right, I've got where we need to go. But first I need to heal my Pokemon.
Thank you. Jorah will kind of tip his hat towards Gate Guy.
Thank you, Gate Guy.
He'll scoff and be like, "Nah, thank you all for the entertainment," and he's lighting up a new cigarette now. Haven't seen a good battle like that in a long time, and it's always a good morning when you get to piss off Jennings.
How do you get away with that?
I'm the only one who will work the gate. You guys leave Gate Guy, and you head back to the Violet City Pokemon Center. And as you hand over Mishral and Zephyr, Desmond, Nursebot just replies,
"We will bring these Pokemon out shortly. Please wait."
And wheels away into the back room, and probably about 30 minutes go by this time.
Uh-huh.
After about 30 minutes, Nursebot will return, and your two Pokeballs will be there. Zephyr and Mishral will be outside of them next to the Pokeballs, looking right as rain, and Nursebot will say,
"Your Pokemon have been restored. Thank you for choosing the Violet City Pokemon Center, sponsored by The Melon Company."
Could you heal Monica my Pineco as well?
Nursebot will take Monica and any of your other Pokemon guys, heal them, and return them and say,
"Thank you for choosing the Violet City Pokemon Center, sponsored by The Melon Company."
Thank you, Nursebot.
Jorah's gonna lean over to Adrian. "It's just me, or do they kind of give me the creeps?"
Yes, I much prefer the person handling my Pokemon, but it's what happens.
Yeah, it is what it is, I suppose.
I have a question. Do I also get sturdy back, or is that just, I used it for the day, it's gone?
You used it for the day, it's gone.
It's still early, should we... We should make our way out.
Help with we have a job project. To do.
Yes, we do.
Well, if we're all ready, I highly doubt that we're going to encounter many bugs as strong as Jack.
On the way out, is there anywhere I could buy an Oran Berry to have Monica hold?
Make a luck check for me. Maybe you'll cross a, you know, like a farmer market stand or something.
9.
Nope.
Jorah will notice Adrian looking around and just say, Adrian, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for an Oran Berry, I know.
Oh, well, hold on. Jorah will just kind of pull out his bag, look through, shuffle, and pull out an Oran Berry and just... Here.
Oh, thank you. As I would like to give it to Monica to hold. As I imagine, like, Monica lifts up one of the flaps, holds it between there.
Yeah. What we're going to treat Oran Berries as, they are going to be 8 hit points. That feels fair.
Okay.
That feels fair, because that's roughly 10-ish hit points.
Yep.
Then where are you guys off to?
The edge of the forest, about a mile off from where we fought the Frillish, on Route 36, closer to Violet City than anything else of note.
All right, you guys are heading out to Route 36. I'll tell you what, one of you can go ahead and make a d20 check.
Yeah, okay, I rolled a 14.
As you guys exit Violet City, begin on through the early part of Route 36, heading westward. Once again, it's that clearing. The forest is there on the outskirts, but it's mainly just like some grass, some places for young kids and picnickers to hang out. Eventually, there's a part of the road that would like split off south towards Route 35 and the ruins of Alf. But you're not going that direction. You're going toward the direction northwestish towards the forest. And as you're kind of trotting along some of the side trails here, there's some eggs that like roll in front of you all.
I don't have the money for more incubators.
I don't know if these are eggs. They are moving on their own.
And you see 3 of the eggs turn to you all, have eyes, and are like hopping.
Oh, these are execute, I believe.
Oh.
And they're like now all jumping.
Do they look aggressive, or are they just vibing?
Make an insight check, Jorah.
Make an insight check. Okay. How does an 18 sound?
They look fine, and then, all of a sudden, Jorah, another egg falls from the sky and goes plah in front of you. And they all go,
it's dead. It's dead. We've witnessed the death of a Pokemon.
And then,
oh no,
the eggs begin rolling around this splattered egg and go, blah, 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 blah. And as their chanting increases in pitch and intensity, you watch as slowly the egg yolk reforms into a cracked egg, and it's like, and the execute has returned.
I would like to go up to them and try to assure them, like, no, everything's okay. It's natural. It's okay.
As you're trying to approach them, Adrian, you see this execute reform, and they all start cheering and hopping.
Guys.
Wow.
I want it so badly.
You know that?
You don't need it! Go, Mistral!
Are you actually sending out Mistral?
I'm gonna send out Mistral to play with him, yeah.
Oh, play! I thought you were about to battle. Okay.
This is still a possibility.
What's Mistral doing? How is Mistral playing with them?
Mistral's playing with them. The one that just came back to life, she turns her flower over and gives him a hat and makes her face like she's really proud of herself.
So she puts her flower on top of him?
Yeah.
So now without a flower, Mistral is just kind of sitting on the ground as all of these eggs are whirling and whirling about.
I mean, I was picturing the one in the middle was being whirled around, like the other guys are around him and he's in the middle.
Yeah.
I was picturing like Mistral is still holding on to the stem, but the flower's upside down and she's on top.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. The execute, you know, they played with Mistral for a little bit, but now they're all like, they're beginning to kind of roll around fast and fast and fast around each other. And then unless you guys are stopping them, they're going to start rolling away.
Okay. Mistral will pop her flower off and, you know, flip back over to me.
Yeah. This is a speak now or forever hold your peace situation with this random encounter.
I'm not doing anything.
I have too many Pokemon.
Cool. Vibe with some execute.
You saw one of them literally get sky dropped and then get reconstituted. Really weird sight.
Jorah's log, day 5. I saw an execute die today. Not sure how to feel. Might call Dad, tell him I love him.
Desmond literally keeps a journal, so this is probably going in.
Well, let's keep going after that.
After a little while longer of walking through this side path into the forest, you will begin hearing the buzzing of lumber saws. The very same machines that you saw from the Malin Company tour yesterday with Eris. These large tree harvesters, along with, as you're getting closer to the sound, you begin seeing two lumbermen with these small personal harvesting packs, cutting down branches and bushes and smaller, thinner trees, while these large tree harvesters slowly whittle through larger trees with thicker trunks, things that the personal harvesters can't really handle themselves. As you approach, and the buzzing is overtaking the air, you're having to raise your voice to be heard. You're going to see there's maybe like 4 or 5 lumbermen here. One of them has a supervisor vest and hat on, a little bit of a different color compared to the regular orange high vis. This one is orange with some black stripes, actually. I don't know if that's real to the real world, but that's how we're doing it in SAR Lumber.
He's got like a high vis vest on. We know he's important.
They all have high-vis vests. He has a slightly different high-vis vest that makes him stand out. You see, he's shouting some orders to some of the other lumbermen. What do you do as you're approaching this loud scene?
Jorah's going to wave and kind of yell out, hello? Is there a Harriet around here?
As this man finishes shouting some orders, he's like, all right, guys, go handle those bushes over there. He kind of swerves his head at his name being said. He's like, takes a toothpick out from his mouth and flicks it onto the ground. He's like, yeah, I'm Harriet. Are you our guard detail today?
For today, yes. It's good to meet you.
Get over here. We've got a problem.
Jorah's going to turn to the other two and say, oh, already getting to work.
Well, it's what we needed.
Let's go.
As you guys approach Harriet, he turns to you and is like, all right, I'm Harriet. I'm the supervisor here. We got a problem. We got two personal harvesters that are cutting down some of the smaller stuff, and we got 3 tree harvesters. 2 of them are functioning fine, but turns out when we left last night, some Weedle and Caterpie set up into the 3rd one. We need you to go torch them. Not literally, but get them off our equipment.
Yes, we can do that.
All right, get to it. And he walks away and starts waving his hand in the air. You know the drill. 1,000 for each one you knock out. 500 if you don't have a badge.
All right.
Jorah's going to walk over and take a look at this machinery here. Would I be able to use my mechanics skill here in order to determine, like, how nested in there they are?
Yeah, so first as you approach... So there's these 2 tree harvesters that are functioning fine. Then there's the guys on the edge in the perimeter dealing with some of the smaller stuff. Then there's this 3rd one way far behind the others. It seems like it's not even progressed at all. And you see string and webbing, not like spider webbing, but like Caterpie and Weedle webbing covering it. Maybe a little creeping of some vines, which is surprising, but also not surprising. And atop it, it seems there's just a horde of Weedle and Caterpie. Maybe even a few Metapod and Kakuna.
Well, I doubt moving these all by hand is going to do much here.
No, and I don't think they'll appreciate being moved by force.
But obviously they don't want to be moved, but that's our job, is it not?
Is there a way we could move them without hurting too many of them? All they want is their equipment moving.
Are they sleeping? Can I tell?
No, some of them are moving. Like, a lot of them are awake, and as you're approaching and just kind of standing there, a few of the Weedle and Caterpie take notice, and you see maybe some furrows, maybe some, like, weariness.
How big is this machine?
Pretty big. Probably big as a tank.
Yeah, well, I was just going to have Mist hit them with a fairy wind, unless you guys had a different idea.
This is just an idea. You tried it with the area dose, but what if you took some pollen?
Hey! Guys, what's going on over there? Take them out!
Okay, mystical. Right. Use fairy wind. That's a 15-foot cone. How many can I hit?
As you go and command Mistral to move in for an attack, I'm going to have you guys roll initiative.
Four.
All right.
What is my initiative? It is a comedy of errors, and I am the butt of the joke.
Start of combat. Who's everybody got out? I know Mistral's out.
I have Monica.
I'll send out Baskerville.
All right. Then, in that case, with Monica, Mistral, and Baskerville out, the Metapods and the Kakunas at the top of the round are going to blast some string shots at each of you. I would like each of you to make a dex save.
Okay.
Is this trainer or Pokemon?
Pokemon. Monica, Mistral, Baskerville.
It's not bad for Monica. That's a 9.
That is an 8 for Baskerville.
And Mistral rolled a nat 1 for a total of 2.
All right. Okay. I'm noticing some things here.
Oh, yeah. I am too.
You all have failed the DC 10 save. All of your Pokemon are grappled and cannot move. That is their turn. Adrian, it is your turn.
I want to see if there's any, like, stick or rock that I can use to try and cut through the string shot to free Monica.
You can make a search action on your turn, and then if there is something, you can grab it next turn.
And if I try to break Monica out myself?
You remember what happened at the ranger station.
That hasn't been rebalanced?
No.
Oh boy.
It's one thing. Okay, so it'll be it's rebalanced for like a single Pokemon doing the string shot? Yeah, that won't happen. But we're talking a tank sized infestation of Metapod, Kakuna, Caterpie, Weedle, etc. All the Metapod and Kakuna just blasted string shots. All of them.
You know what? That's understandable. I'm going to try searching for something sharp.
Make an investigation check.
A 3.
Adrian, you're kind of terrified by all of this string. You're having flashbacks and you can't really find anything too sharp right now.
Ironically, this is my first experience seeing all these string shots.
No, you saw the aftermath.
Oh, you're right.
So that's your turn, Adrian.
Is Monica able to try and break out, or no?
She can as her action.
Okay.
Athletics check.
Monica rolled a 16.
Yeah, Monica will break out. That's her action. As she does a quick spin, breaking off all the string that is attached to her.
Then Monica will inch closer.
We'll say maybe you started 30 feet out. How close are you getting her?
Another 10 feet.
Okay, cool.
Which is my max move speed.
Yeah. Then the Caterpie and the Weedles. We're just treating this as basically big ol' horde of them doing a bunch of attacks. We're going to do some poison stings. The Weedles are going to go and lead this charge. An attack towards each of you. Monica's is a 6.
Miss.
Mistral's is a 8.
Miss. Droll.
Ha ha ha. And then Baskerville got hit with a 17.
You know, on a good day, that'd miss. But this is a bad day. So that hits.
That hits. All right. You're also poisoned from this poison sting. That's 2 poison damage. And okay. You are poisoned. So at the end of Baskerville's turns, he will take his proficiency bonus's damage.
Okay. So he has 9 rounds before he collapses.
Well, presumably if he's not hit by anything else in that time.
Or gets rid of poison.
As a blizzard of poison stings blasts out towards you all, Monica completely sheds it off. Mistral weaves around it all, and Baskerville gets hit with a couple and gets poisoned from them. Mistral and Desmond.
All right. I can still use moves, right?
Yeah, you can still use moves. You just can't move.
Yeah. I don't know how close I am to it.
You're 30 feet away.
Okay. I mean, Mistral is going to use her action to break out. That's all she really can do right now. That's an athletics check, right?
Yeah, go ahead and make an athletics check for Mistral. DC 10.
Hey. a 3 for a total of 1.
Okay, Mistral is still stuck. It's really hard for the tiny baby sprite to break out from these strings. Is there anything Desmond's going to do?
He's going to try and break Mistral out of the webs.
Sure, go ahead and make a just a strength check for Desmond.
Okay. My strength isn't bad. It is a 10.
10 is just enough. You managed to get over, tear off some of these string shots, and Mistral is free.
Okay. She's already used her action, though. So, that is my turn, I suppose.
Is Mistral going to move at all?
She'll go up at a diagonal, closer to and above the tree harvester.
Okay, how much is her movement speed?
She's not fast. As much as her winning races would have you believe, she has a 15-foot fly speed.
She's about 10 feet off the ground, maybe about 5 feet, 10 feet closer, we'll say. That is your turn. Mistral has moved closer, and Desmond has broken her free. Jorah and Baskerville, you're up.
We're just gonna say to heck with it and use Thundershock.
Which area are you targeting? Are you targeting more the Caterpie and the Weedle or the Metapod and the Kakuna?
I'll target the Caterpie and the Weedle. I feel like they can be a bit more dangerous.
Okay, roll to attack.
Come on, Baskerville. 22.
22 will do it, yeah. Go ahead and roll damage as a blast of electricity shocks across half of this tree harvester, electrifying these Caterpie and Weedle.
Max damage. That is 9 electric type damage.
Yeah, already a few of the Caterpie and Weedle are going to fall off fainted. We'll say you knocked out one of each. So keep tally of that.
Pardon. One moment. I'm going to start literally keeping tally marks. 2 so far.
Is there anything Jorah is going to do on his turn?
So far, I'm not sure what I could do. I guess I could try to scare them.
Do what you want.
You know what? Sure. It's better than doing nothing. Jorah's going to try to make an intimidation check to get some of them to clear out. I'm going to try to smack part of the metal with the wrench to make a loud noise to try to scare them.
Okay, yeah. So you're going to get over there. I'll say strength intimidation check.
Strength intimidation. That is a -1. It's either a +0 or a -1.
I'll give you your mechanics tools proficiency because you're using it, and maybe we could flavor it.
+5.
Well, no. Strength mechanics tools. Even out to a +1. And here's how that's going to be flavored. That is going to be flavored as you're using your knowledge of machines, especially after just seeing these yesterday in the Mellon Company tour, to find an area where it would be loudest to go and smack.
Yeah, let's see what we can do. That is a 12.
Nah, these Pokemon are staying around, Dora.
Then that's really all I got.
The Metapod and the Kakuna. With Baskerville caught up, Monica approaching and Mishral in the air, the Kakuna and the Metapods are going to do harden and prepare basically a protective barrier. The AC of the horde here of bugs is going to go up by 1.
Oh.
Painful. But I guess it's not the worst thing they could have done.
Not at all. That is their turn. Adrian, you're up. Monica can move forward if she would like.
Oh, I have an idea. Quick question. Would I have seen people playing shot put at the PAWC?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, I want to run up to Monica because I looked up the weight. Monica weighs the exact same amount as the average shot put, and I want to shot put Monica as Monica uses rollout into the Metapod and Kakuna.
Okay, so what we're going to treat this as is a synergy roll. So what I first want you to do, I'm going to first have you roll 2 dice, and depending on how close those results are together, that might affect how successful your ability to help Monica out here is. So I'm going to say you guys are acquainted, so you got to roll 2d10. The first d10 will be Adrian's, the second d10 will be Monica's. Let's see how close you guys can get.
We are very far. I rolled a 3. Monica rolled a 7.
Monica's not expecting this. Monica's just going to start moving forward. You can still, like, take a different action, Adrian. Monica can still take a different action. But Monica, like, basically moved ahead, not realizing this was what you were trying to accomplish.
Okay. In that case, Adrian is... he's going to try looking for something instead of to cut strings with, something to block them with.
Make another investigation check.
That's an 8.
You're not finding much out here, unfortunately, Adrian. It's almost like you're in the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
As far as, like, sharp things, closest thing would be one of, obviously, the personal tree harvesters. But you would have to go run grab them and get them to come over and help. That said, that's your action. You don't find anything to block string shots with.
Okay. Monica is just going to move forward another 10 feet.
Is she going to dash or just move 10 feet?
I'll just move 10 feet. I'm going to try the shot put again next turn.
I'm going to jump it from a D10 to a D12 since you're just trying the same thing that just failed.
Okay.
Okay. In that case, that is your turn, Adrian. The Caterpie and the Weedle's turns. Yeah, you know what? The Caterpie are going to... A bunch of them are going to leap off the tree harvester along with the Weedle, and they're going to try and tackle the closest target, which is Monica. So we're going to treat this as three attacks to Monica. 8?
An 8 will miss.
Natural 20.
Yeah.
And a 3. Not on damage. That's 3 to hit.
Yeah, 3 will miss.
So only the natural 20 hits. 9 normal type damage to Monica as a few of these Caterpie and Weedle just boom, 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 slam into Monica quite powerfully. That is their turn. Desmond, you're up.
All right. Mistral. Yeah, she's just going to stay at the same elevation, move 15 feet closer because that's her fly speed, and let out a fairy wind at the massive bugs.
This is mainly going to hit the Metapod and Kakuna, but you might hit some of the Caterpie.
They have to make Constitution save.
Ah, Constitution saves. Okay. Oh, wow. That was actually surprisingly low. Good. For the Weedle and Caterpie, 10. For the Kakuna and Metapod, 13.
Okay. 13 passes, 10 does not.
Okay, go ahead. Roll damage on these Caterpie and Weedle and these Metapod. Oh, no. They don't deal any damage to Metapod and Kakuna.
Yeah. All right. That is going to be 4 fairy-type damage to those Caterpie and Weedle.
Some of these are still fried from Baskerville's Thundershock with that fairy wind. This sparkly light that blasts past them. 2 more will say faint, so go ahead and add that to your tally, Desmond.
Yay. I mean, we're not trying to fight fair right now. I'm going to let Zephyr out of her ball. His ball.
Zephyr will be good here, bug type.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you send out Zephyr. I will say Zephyr can't do anything this turn, though.
Okay, that's fair. That is my turn. I'll tell Zephyr to use agility, but he won't be able to yet.
Yep. With your turn over, Desmond, it is Jora!
Sorry, I forgot to specify. Can I have Zephyr be behind Desmond for now?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Second verse is in fact same as the first. We're just going to go for another Thundershock.
Are you aiming for the Caterpie and Weedle or the Metapod and the Kakuna?
Caterpie and the Weedle.
Okay.
I am aware that they are kind of protected, but they're the dangerous ones. That is a 17.
That'll hit. Roll damage.
We are looking at 5 electric type damage.
You knock out another 3 Jora, 2 Caterpie, 1 Weedle.
The rich get richer.
Hey, at least I'm actually sharing my money. Would my knowledge of Pokemon give me any advantage of saying why specifically would they have infested this machine? Are they protecting something, maybe?
Make an insight check to see what they're acting like.
So that's a 9.
Jora, you're trying to get a sense of this, but this battle's kind of all over the place. There's a lot of Caterpie, a lot of Weedle, a lot of Metapod, a lot of Kakuna. Lots of string shots and poison stings that you're having to roll around. There's the buzzing of all the saws. You're really having a hard time getting a read on their body language and what their motivations might be.
Right now, their motivation is there's 3 Pokemon attacking, or 4 Pokemon attacking us.
As far as you're aware, yeah. Anything else?
Nope, that's going to be Jora.
Metapod and Kakuna. The strong boys are going to send out a hail of poison sting. Baskerville, Mistral, and Monica, I need to know. Monica, natural 20.
Jeez.
Mistral, 12.
Hits. Mistral's AC is 11.
Baskerville, natural 20.
Dang, yeah, that hits.
Yeah, that was a brutal one. So, it's going to be 6 poison damage to Monica. To Mistral, also 6 damage.
I believe in you, Mistral. Good job.
Also, Monica is poisoned. Baskerville, you would be poisoned with this, but you're already poisoned. So instead, this is just going to be 4 poison damage to you, Baskerville.
They be doing good.
Yeah.
Or bad, depending on how you look at it.
It's okay. We've still got this.
Adrian, you are up, and Monica is around the last of the Weedle. All of the Caterpie have been fainted.
Yeah, Monica's gonna eat that Oranberry. Is that a free action to do so, since it's a held item?
We'll treat it as a reaction when her health dropped.
Then Monica, I don't know if I'm able to do this because it's single target, but I want to try and do a rollout in a sweeping motion, and since they're all like kind of engaged right in front of her.
Well, it's just this one Weedle. There's literally one Weedle.
Oh, it's just the one. I'm just going to go for a bug bite then.
Cool. Go ahead. Roll to attack.
Oh, that's a 6.
That'll miss. The Weedle survives.
That is my turn. Seeing a Weedle up there, I'm going to let Monica stay engaged with that.
Then in that case, that Weedle is up. It's going to try and do a poison sting on you again. Make sure you subtract that poison damage, by the way, from your status effect.
Justin.
18 to hit Monica.
You know what? I'm going for a protect.
You throw up a protect and that protects Monica from another poison sting. Desmond and Mistral / Zephyr.
All right. My entire party, minus Egg, who is in incubator, is out right now. We're active. Mistral will cast. She'll use Fairy Wind again. Con save for the group.
Yeah, so it's just going to be the Metapod and the Kakuna this time. They're the only ones on the Tree Harvester. That's going to be a 13.
13 saves. No damage. Yeah. Desmond is going to instruct Zephyr. Zephyr, go hit them with a quick attack and a peck combo. And Zephyr will fly out from behind Desmond. Use quick attack. As part of quick attack, I move into melee range.
What's the range on quick attack?
Quick attack doesn't have a range. My movement is 25. Oh, range is 15 feet. Never mind.
You can move and then do quick attack.
Yeah, I'll fly out close enough. Yeah. That's what he moves out. He flies out from behind me close enough to get a quick attack on.
Yeah. Are you doing the Weedle or are you doing the Metapod Kakuna Horde?
Metapod Kakuna Horde.
Then in that case, go ahead and roll to attack the quick attack.
Hey. That is going to be a 19 to hit with the quick attack.
That hits. Go ahead and roll damage.
Hey. That is going to be 3 normal type damage.
3 normal type damage. All right. These Kakuna and Metapod are fine.
Finishing off with a peck. 6 to hit.
6 will miss, unfortunately. Good job, though, Zephyr.
And he was 30 feet away. He still has 10 feet of movement. He'll get above them.
All right, they're going to make a poison sting opportunity attack at you. 8 and 12.
8 and 12, both miss.
Okay, Zephyr's lucky. Jorah, you're up. Unless, Desmond, do you want to do anything? You have 2 Pokemon out, so you have to sacrifice either your action or your movement.
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything.
Cool. Jorah.
Okay. It's just that, is that one Weedle still alive?
Yes.
All right, we're thundershocking that man's in particular.
Roll to hit.
That is a 19.
That'll hit, roll damage. Let's see if you KO him.
Yeta. That's 8 electric type.
Jorah, you get another KO as that Weedle bleh, gets KO'd, knocked out. Good job.
Okay, Mr. DM, I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
So I have 2 questions, and they're about 2 separate berries. What does a person berry do?
Person berry cures confusion.
And is Chesto berry sleep?
Chesto berry is sleep, yes.
Okay, so I do remember that part. So my berries can't help me. We are just gonna... Could I use an Oran berry on Baskerville to heal him?
Yeah, you're like right next to Baskerville. You can do that. You just would risk getting caught in a shrink shot. That's all.
I'm gonna let him rock for 1 more turn, and then I'll use a potion on him, so I end my turn.
If that's your turn, Jorah, Metapod Kakuna swarm. They don't like this stupid bird. So, 3 poison stings towards Zephyr. A 10, a 17, and a 12.
Okay, 17 hits.
17 hits. That's 2 poison damage to Zephyr, and Zephyr is poisoned.
Okay.
All right, that's their turn. Monica and Adrian.
Is Monica able to get in range and roll out the Metapod and Kakunas?
I mean, the Metapod and the Kakunas are on the Tree Harvester, so if you want to roll out across the Tree Harvester, you can.
I'll do a bug fight instead. That's a 14.
14 will hit. Roll damage.
Oh yeah, 8 bug type damage.
Since it is a normally single target melee attack, it's half. So that's 4.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. But it's still good damage. That's some of the most damage you guys have done to them. Good job.
Yeah, that's my turn.
Desmond, you're up.
Okay. Mistral is going to hit him with another Fairy Wind.
All right. 17.
17 saves. And now Zephyr, use another quick attack and peck combo, and I'll do that. Quick attack is 21 to hit.
That hits. Let's see what peck is as well.
Okay. Peck is a 16.
16 will also hit.
Okay. So that's going to be 4 from quick attack, and it's 12 flying type damage.
Okay, 12 flying type damage halved to 6. You managed to knock out a Metapod and a Kakuna, so go ahead and add that to your tally.
Yay.
As two of them fall, KO'd swirls in their eyes to the sides of the tree harvester. Anything else, Desmond?
That's my turn.
Jorah.
Okay, we're going to start with Jorah's action. I'm going to use a potion onto Baskerville.
2d8 plus 2 hit points.
How much poison damage do I take from being poisoned? My bad.
Proficiency bonus.
Okay.
Baskerville heals 7. Which is nice. And then it's just the Kakuna and Metapod, correct?
Correct.
Wonderful. In the interest of making things interesting, I'm going to try to use a mud slap.
Okay, what do I have to do for a mud slap?
It is a dexterity DC 12 save in a 15-foot cone. On a failure, they take some damage and they are blinded.
Oh boy, minus 2 on the dex. Wow, they got a 16 total.
Pain.
These guys are just like stuck to this tree harvester. They are in crannies that are just protecting them from fairy winds and mud slaps.
So nothing happens.
Yeah, it was a good little mud slap attempt.
That is Jorah's turn.
All right, Metapod Kakuna, they're kind of getting frustrated with this. They're going to do another blast of string shot all around. I need each of you to make a dex save, as of the 4 Pokemon remaining, they are blasting at each of you. 'd we all get?
17.
Zephyr got a 12 and Mistral got a 20.
Both pass?
I rolled a 21.
You pass. So all of the string shot goes blasting wildly and you all dodge. Adrian, you're up!
Monica is gonna go for a rollout here. 16!
16 hits. Roll super effective. Rock type damage.
8 damage.
You knock out another 2 Metapod.
Only 2 left.
Only 2 left. 2 Kakuna. Anything else, Adrian?
No, that is it. Sorry, I was typing down what I've taken out so far.
Desmond.
Second verse, same as the first. Mistral uses Fairy Wind. Maybe Zephyr moves out of the way, and then Mistral uses Fairy Wind.
Zephyr's moving out of the way. That means Zephyr has to leave melee range. 2 poison stings to Zephyr.
Okay.
12 and 6.
No, both miss.
Cool. All right. Then Zephyr manages to dodge and Fairy Winds comes around and 11 for their con save.
It actually goes through.
Hey, Fairy Wind connects. Roll damage.
Yeah. Okay. That is going to be 6 fairy type damage.
Nice. You are doing pretty good. They're both still up though, these 2 Kakuna.
And now Zephyr will go back down and use the same thing you've been doing. And Zephyr will go for a quick attack. Is a 19.
19 hits.
19 hits for 4 normal type damage.
All right, these Kakuna are still up as you zigzag between them.
That is a dirty 20.
That hits, roll damage.
Okay. That is 11 halved to 5 flying type damage.
Nice. Yeah, you KO'd the last 2. Add them to your tally.
Hey.
As all of these Pokemon, you all notice, just have fallen flat and unconscious, KO'd. Supervisor Harriet will come over and be like, pat each of you on your back and be like, good job. Here's some antidotes for your Pokemon. A special treat.
Merci, thank you.
We keep a large stock because, well, you know.
I could see why.
Makes sense.
Jorah will apply an antidote.
I will as well. I was worried with
it. I will also.
I was worried with it being contract work that we were on our own there. Thank you.
Well, it will be deducted from your pays.
Oh, I understand. I will also use one of my potions on Monica.
Go ahead. Yeah, whatever healing you guys want to do, do now as you're putting on antidotes, spraying with potions, rubbing up wounds, all that.
Oh, that is such a low roll, but you know what? It's fine. That's 6 healing to Monica.
Okay.
I'll use a potion on Mistral.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Jorah will use that Oran Berry on Baskerville now. So, that was 8?
Yep.
Baskerville is back in tip-top shape.
That was a mighty good job from that lizard you got there. Those Thundershocks rocked him good.
Well, I can't take all the credit. It also helps that I am the one with the badge here. You know, Adrian and Desmond did their best, and I think they deserve more credit.
I don't know. That flower thing didn't do a whole lot. The bird was cool, but you roasted them. I'll put a good word in for you with the boss.
Not that it'll do much. You didn't hear that.
Ah, you're not the only one to piss off the boss. Happens about twice a day, I'd say.
Oh, I did. Was he mad?
Desmond actually didn't clock it.
Desmond, he swatted your Pokemon like they were flies.
Well, that was fair contest.
It was a miracle. No, it was not a miracle. It was sheer force of will that Monica was able to take the focus punch.
Adrian, just let it go.
All right. I imagine this isn't the only issue you all are having around here, though.
Well, that's all we've had so far this morning, but you'll be hanging around, and we'll see if later today anything else comes up. Our team out here, we don't usually get anything too crazy, but who knows, Deep Team might call you guys in later today. They get wild out there.
We found an Ariados the size of an Ursa ring.
Well, in the meantime, do you mind if I just search the area for Pokemon, relocate them before they become an issue?
You're not paid to search the area and relocate. You're paid to stay by us and fight off anything that gets too upset.
Alright.
Understood.
Alright. Well, kick back, boys! And he flips on some safety goggles, tosses some to you, and watch the harvesters do their work! And over the next hour or so, you're gonna watch some trees tumble and logs be harvested, and we're gonna end our session there, and we'll pick up there next time.
All right.
We all just watch the harvesters cringing because this is exactly what we don't want.
With an impressive show of endurance, our heroes have been allowed to work with SAR Lumber's security teams. Now the day presses on and our trainers wonder, what really is going on between Route 36 bug Pokemon and the SAR Lumbermen?